celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, if you just tuned in, better late than never. This hour, another stupendous hour. This hour, we will visit with Jackie Coleman Wren. She is the guardian of Chico, the capybara. Yeah. Do you know what a capybara is yet?
No, not really.
It's just a oversized, what did you say, hamster? Guinea pig? Guinea pig?
Guinea
hamster.
Pig.
It has that little buck teeth little thing happening.
Yeah, or like a big gopher.
A gopher. That's what I was thinking. It looks like a really, big gopher.
Oh, it does, now that you say that.
Yep. 120-pound gopher. lives with Jackie Coleman Wren. Has an amazing social media page with all kinds of videos and pictures. Apparently, these animals are from south of the border.
Huh.
Maybe south of several borders.
Yeah, south, way
You know, they
south.
Had some that invaded, what was it, the golf course in Brazil during the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're from, I guess. They're from South America.
So I'm just wondering why somebody here has one of these animals. I mean, it seems like they wouldn't be able to live here in North America if they're not found in North America. But we'll find out. We're going to ask her where she got her capybara and whether or not she likes living with a capybara. And this, more and more people are having very exotic pets.
Yep.
So before we go to the phones to answer your questions for this hour, oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you we're going to have giveaways in a few minutes of gifts from Judy's Christmas holiday.
From Judy Claus.
Hanukkah holiday list. Judy Claus will have her list. And she will have giveaways from the list coming up in just a few minutes. What are you working on over there, Lori?
Well, the Howls. Since
the Howls,
Judy
okay.
has her own little thing, the Howls. the Humane Awards Luncheon. Big deal for animals. And the awards were given out this month in New York City. And we're going to tell you about who won the big titles, Dog and Cat of the Year.
Ooh, gotta love it. That's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls. And let's go to line four. We have Ruby on the phones. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
How are you? Where are you calling from today?
I'm great. From California.
Okay. Well, I have the whole dream team here to answer your questions. What's on your mind?
Fantastic. I have a crazy cat. I have a very beautiful three-year-old, almost a three-year-old cat who sprays in the house.
Okay.
And it seems like it sprays when it gets excited, and it's usually towards me, towards my bed or where I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and I know it's a behavior thing. We gave him away for a month to change the behavior, and he didn't pee in our friend's house at all.
Okay.
And then as soon as we brought him back home, he pees again. And it seems like it's getting every day now.
Oh, boy. Okay. And you said he's 3 years old. He's neutered?
Yes.
Okay. And is he the only cat in the house?
Yes. I have a cat and a dog.
Okay. And are there other cats in the neighborhood nearby, or is he pretty much an inside kitty?
No, he's in and out, and it doesn't seem like we have any cats around us.
Okay. All right. Well, you are right. And what you're describing is certainly sounds like it's more urine marking, which is a territorial behavior. So the difference is with inappropriate urination, when a cat urinates out of the box and we think, oh, gosh, is it an accident? Is it a medical problem? Some of the things we look at to help determine that. One with urine marking is that cats tend to spray in more vertical arrangements. They also tend to go towards the owner's belongings, beds, laundry. And they also tend to poop in the box fine, but the urine may sometimes happen in the urine in the litter box and may not always. So those are some of the characteristics we look at when we say, okay, this is really more of a behavioral problem. The challenge is that we really, something in your home, there's stressors there. When cats do this, they feel the need to mark their territory, just like a graffiti tagger going out and saying, hey, this is my my territory. And that's what he's doing. He's communicating with that. It's not anything spiteful, but yet he's feeling the need to do this. So what we really need to do is look in the home environment, decide what it is. Is it the dog? Is it the house? Are there outdoor cats nearby? Is there something in the environment that's favorable for him that's making him feel insecure that he has to say, hey, this is where I live. So that can be a tough thing over the phone to necessarily figure out, but I do kind of just challenge you to look around the house and in the environment. If we find something, then we try to change it.
We were living in a different house, so he was peeing again all over the place and outside, and we just moved here. He stopped for 2 weeks. He was actually going to the little box and using the little box, and we have like 3-4 of them just in case he needs to do it. So he wasn't doing it until our cable person came in, and somehow he bumped the little box, dropped all the little, and from then on he's continuing peeing all over the house.
So what was bumped?
The little box got bumped and went all over the ground.
Okay. Well, he was in it?
Triggered. Sorry?
Did it happen while he was in it?
No. He wasn't in it. But okay. for some reason, his behavior restarted.
Okay. All right.
For two weeks, was using the little box very nicely.
Okay, so a couple things that I'm going to ask you to do is that in the environment, I like the idea that you've offered alternate litter box sites. It's very important. But I also want to make sure that we give him other things that are very important to cats. So they like to perch, they like to get to high places, and they like to hide. So I would like you to duplicate and add more cat trees, window hammocks or seats, things that he can kind of get into and on top of. A cat that is up high feels safe and secure and is going to have a much happier domain. The other things that I'm going to ask you to do are going to involve the areas where he is going and that you don't want him to go. So you mentioned he was going on the bed. Is that correct?
On the corner of the bed, and now he's doing on the corner of the couch in the living room.
So when we're dealing with corners of objects, what I like to do is actually take aluminum foil and dangle long sheets of that and secure that in some fashion to your couch or to the side of your bed. And the idea is when a cat urinates against aluminum foil, it makes that tinny sound, which they don't like. So it's a very kind of gentle way of using a deterrent there. The other thing that I am a big fan of, whether you have to put it on beds or on just carpeted areas or just areas where the cat might pass that you don't want them to go, that's just a high urine site. We're going to take those plastic carpet runners, turn them upside down. They've got those little kind of pokey things. And we're going to put those in the area just to make it a little less appealing for him to go in that area. And then some other things we can use, like citrus sprays and so forth. Those can be helpful. But the thing I'll tell you is that all these things environmentally, for a cat that's spraying, some will work all by themselves. Other cases, in the vast majority of cats that are urine marking, they do require some help with drug therapy. And this is where you'll have to work with your veterinarian. They may want to check a urine test just to make sure things are truly okay before they go down that road. Unless we have something clearly that's been changed or added to the home environment that's distressing the cat, we really need to get into drug therapy. So to get the best success, that's where I would really recommend you look at going.
Yeah, we have used that band that goes around the neck. For the scent, apparently the scent helps them out. We have used that. I didn't like it. It makes him look like a zombie. He can't control his drooling, and his eyes popped out. So it's kind of...
I'm not sure which one you're referring to, because pheromones really are not sedative in nature. I'm not really sure that you may be using the right type of product, but a pheromone collar or a pheromone diffuser can be helpful.
Pheromone collar.
Okay, just to make sure there's not other components in there, whether there's any kind of essential oils or anything that he could be having an adverse reaction to. And pheromones are not drugs, so let me point that out. That's a natural remedy. It's a great thing to try, but what I'm advocating is, talk to your veterinarian about getting on some form of either a pill or a liquid to help manage the behavior. Very important.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thanks for your call, Ruby. Have a great day.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Alan Cable. You can train your dog to do almost anything. You probably heard that story of the guy who trained the dogs to drive a car in Australia.
What a good boy.
Pebble here knows how to ring a doorbell.
What a cool boy.
His owner invented this doggy doorbell that's easy for a dog to push on so that Pebble could let everybody know when he needs to go out.
You can put a treat inside the space.
That's pretty darn smart, because that would get Pebble to jump up and push on it anyway. That's how the guy in Australia taught his dogs one step at a time how to drive a car. You could do the same thing with a cowbell on your door to train your dog to let you know when he needs to go outside or wants to go outside. You know, instead of scratching on the door or being destructive. You start by getting your dog ready to learn. You want your dog to be in a calm state of mind, not all excited and agitated. They can't learn when they're like that. You can actually use treats to mellow your dog out too. You can use treats and rewards for everything. But the best way to calm your dog is to tire him out before you try to train him. Make him run. Tie him to your bicycle and take a ride. Take a jog. Take a long, brisk walk. Play some fetch with a ball or his favorite toy if he likes to chase and bring things back. You're actually training him when you play with him. When he brings it back to you, you give him a treat. Say, good boy. Once he's tired out, bring him in the house. Put him in his crate for about 15, 20 minutes. Then calmly take him out, and he'll be ready to pay attention and learn. Now remember, you want to teach your dog one thing at a time, and it might take a couple of days or weeks before he masters the one thing that you're trying to teach him. So if you wanted to teach him to let you know when he needs to go out by hitting the bell on the door, you would first start by getting him to actually jump up on the door. You can do this by prodding him to jump, or maybe just hold the treat against the door so that he jumps up to get it. And you'd repeat that over and over until you can get him to do it without a treat. Then maybe give him the treat after he does it, or just say good boy when he does it. You could teach your dog to turn lights on and off, even to bring you the phone. When you try to teach your dog something, look at it from his point of view and think about whether or not you're being clear in what you want him to do so that he understands. Remember, good boy.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
This is Glenn Close on Animal Radio, urging you to spay or neuter your pet.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Every year, guys open their holiday presents and you hear, "No, really, I love it." That's because finding the perfect gift for guys is hard, really hard. Thankfully, this year, there's Harry's. Guys everywhere have been flocking to Harry's.com to change the way they shave. This holiday season, impress the guys on your list with a Harry's Holiday Shave Set. All of their holiday shave sets include the finely crafted razors they've become known for, guaranteed to give him the close, comfortable shave he deserves. On top of that, the shave sets also include Harry's highly rated shaving cream, extra blades, and more. Harry's is the gift he'll actually use. And Harry's owns their own factory, so they're able to make high-quality shaving supplies incredibly affordable. You can get Harry's holiday shave sets for every guy on your list this year. You can even add engraved initials to make it more personal. So head over to Harry's.com to get him the gift he'll truly love. Use the code 4646 when you check out, and you'll even get $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 4646.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. For a limited time, get 60% off all custom holiday cards. Plus, save on personalized one-of-a-kind holiday gifts too. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through. But act fast. Go to Vistaprint.com until December 6th and enter the promo code RADIO to get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code RADIO.